speaking today with local teacher Shannon Amy. How are you doing today?
Good. Hi, Rob. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a teacher at which school?
CCHS High School, and I do the visual arts department with a sprinkle of English courses.
And you've recently been shortlisted for a big award. What is this award?
I was nominated, and then I've now become a semifinalist for the Excellent in Teaching for the province of Alberta.
So it's a provincial award then?
It sure is, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, you seem very very honored to be nominated here.
I could barely believe it when the nomination came through. Flattered, and it's nice to be appreciated.
And you don't even really know who put your name forward for this, do you?
Well, it's hard to say. I might have a few worms, but I know there was a couple of letters of nomination that went forward, and I would love to see them someday.
How many years have you been teaching here in the Bow Valley?
This is my second year teaching in the Bow Valley, so I'm relatively new here.
Wow, so getting nominated right off the bat, that's
I know, wild.
Pretty big honor. I mean, you haven't received any awards yet, but you've already received a pretty big prize, a day of education in Calgary recently.
Yeah, that was a really great opportunity. I got to go up to Calgary last week to have a professional development day and meet with the other semi-finalists, where we got to hear about all the wonderful opportunities going on around the province. So that was really exciting, as much from people building actual houses with their students and gardens, and it was really great.
What's your teaching philosophy? What how do you like to inspire the kids?
I'm a true believer in creating and cultivating experiential opportunities and sort of the extras and bonuses outside of the classroom and how we can build on that. I guess if my own philosophy revolves around how do we help kids to become active participants in their learning rather than just passive recipients.
So when do you find out whether you receive an award?
So I think the first week of May.
And what would that mean if you actually received the award?
I believe that there's a monetary value that can go towards course development, professional development, or if you're doing master's courses. So it's very regimented what you can spend it on, but it does have some money attached to it. So that's kind of neat.
Have you thought about how you might use that award money?
I might have my name in the hat for a few courses for this summer if I get in. So I'm waiting to hear acceptance right now into a graduate program.
Excellent.
So we'll see.
Nominated for the Alberta Excellence in Teaching Award, local educator Shannon Amy. Thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks so much, Rob.